Hi everyone, I'm Allie Graymond. I'm an OCD recovery coach with more than 10 years of experience helping people recover from OCD. Prior to that, I had severe OCD myself that I fully recovered from, and as do my clients. So if you wonder, can you fully recover from OCD? Absolutely, yes, you can. Today I want to talk to you about testing behavior in OCD and why it's very harmful. So testing behavior is doing something either physically or mentally to figure out if your scary thoughts are true. So testing, for example, in relationship OCD would be testing, well, how do I feel about this person? Do I care about this person or not? Do I love this person or not? So the person is repetitively giving themselves a test to see how they feel. In terms of sexuality, testing for arousal and testing to, a lot of the times it would be testing to make sure that they're not aroused. And if they feel aroused, they feel very scared in the situation. Again, this is feeling physical sensations, including arousal, is very common for people with OCD. So if you are experiencing that, believe me, you're not the only one experiencing this. This is very, very common and it means nothing. It's just OCD playing tricks on you. Then also testing and comparing yourself to bad people. Well, this person behaved like this. What if I behave that way too? And comparing yourself to them. Again, very common. The really bad thing about this testing is how addictive it is. It becomes a constant behavior, and it's not uncommon for people to test many times an hour to see how they feel, either again physically or emotionally. And it's, you can kind of classify it in some cases as rumination, but it's also a very, even if it's only happening in your mind, it's a very clear compulsion that you're doing repeatedly to make sure you get a certain answer. A lot of the times, I would say more than 50-50, when people do this testing, it doesn't come out the way they want it. Or if it even does come out the way they want it, they want to make sure it comes out like that again. So you can see how it becomes a very addictive behavior that's very hard to pull away from. And if you're in that situation, what I suggest is, first of all, I'm going to keep saying it, guys, accountability. This is the point where half the people turned off the video. But for the ones who still are here, that accountability is so important. And to fix the problem, you need to first understand the full level of this problem. So we need to see how many times per hour you are doing this testing. And then if you want to get very serious about it and recover in the first, as soon as possible, right, from this, you need to be very accountable. Write it down somewhere how much testing you're doing per hour. Or if it's not that much, then go every 3 hours. To be honest, I would prefer if you go every 3 hours because it's not as kind of laborious throughout the day to continue to track it. Every hour it is a lot, right? But if you are, say, doing 50 or more of these compulsions per hour, then you kind of need to start at that, right? So you have your starting number and just reduce by one or two. That's it. But do this continuously throughout the day. That today I'm reducing by two. Okay. Did you do it at the end of the day, more or less? Okay, then tomorrow by three. And it's like, say, for example, you're testing 50 times an hour. Well, that's only 50 days if you reduce by one, if you're accountable. But if you're like, oh, I'm not really going to track it. Oh, I don't really want to write it down. That just sounds like a lot of work, Allie. I'm not going to do that. Well, then you're going to have days where you forgot, days where, well, I'll just let this one slide, you know, and then it becomes this mishmash of, you know, what the people on the internet refer to as chronic OCD. Oh, I just have this for life, you know, where you could have got rid of it, just got focused and got rid of it rather than one step forward, one step back. So you're on one side making effort, but taking too many steps back to actually make a dent, you know? So my advice is, A, if you're not testing, don't. It's a really bad idea. If you are already testing, start cutting it down. And just, it doesn't matter if you cut down by one, as long as you're accountable, you will make it there. Moreover, if you start cutting down by one, after a few days, you will see that it starts to get easier and you're going to be able to cut down by more than one per hour. So, but I would say per hour, every single day, just go by one less. So again, day one, you're doing, say, you started at 50, so day one, you're doing 49, day two, 48, 47, and so on. Every hour, doing that amount. Right? Not doing one less than the previous hour, because that would be too much. That would probably be going too fast. But just one day at a time, you guys, and being accountable and being on top of it. You know, make the recovery your top priority. I can tell you, with clients who are recovering the fastest, it's the same story with all of them, that they're making their recovery their absolute top priority. Literally putting it above everything else in life. They're tracking, they're focused, they're zeroing in on the problem. Do you know what I mean? Versus if you're kind of, then the result is, So if you do this, I promise you, you will recover. Like I recovered, like my clients are recovering. You can do this. I hope you find my videos helpful. Thanks so much for listening. I will be back tomorrow with another video. If you haven't subscribed, please subscribe. If you would like to see us on the forum, you can do so. It's been open for a while. On youhaveocd.com. There's also my recovery program. All the good stuff is on youhaveocd.com. So I hope you join me there. I'll see you tomorrow.